right. Hey, everybody. My name is Jade, and I'll be your host for today. This is Turning Up the Heat, and my co-host is...
Damani Ramirez. How's it going? Today, we're going to be discussing about the 10 greatest NBA basketball players of all time.
My name is Jason Hammer.
My name is Pratik Saha.
My name is Wafi.
And today is going to be about basketball strictly. So I'll open up, right? So my top 10, I think at one, I'd probably have MJ. Two, I'd probably have Kobe. Three, LeBron. I think LeBron isn't the best because, like, even though MJ went against better players, I think, like, LeBron, like, he went against Curry, Durant. But, like, I think MJ went against, like, way taller people and he had a way tougher competition. But I would say that LeBron has a better career. So four, I have Curry. Five, Durant. I know it's a tough rating. I know it's a tough rating. But look, like, trust me. I think KD is kind of washed now. He's 35, is getting old. I think Curry right now is way better than Durant. But I feel like KD in his prime would beat Curry. You know, they were both in the same dynasty. So yeah, six, I probably have James Harden because like when he was with the Rockets, he was a really good player, even though he couldn't bring them to a chip. And he also had a lot of good matches with Curry in the conference finals. So where was I? I was at seven. So six is James Harden. Seven, Kawhi. Kawhi, I feel like he's like a really good defender and he's also offensive. He has that balance. Eight, Derrick Rose. I have him ranked so low because like his prime was mad short.
Okay, Derrick Rose, I disagree with you, but what about Kyrie, though?
I forgot about Kyrie.
How?
Kyrie, I probably have him like five.
Yeah, but Derrick Rose is like at least seven or six.
Let me talk. Dwayne Wade is better than Kyrie and Derrick Rose.
Yeah,
that's arguable. Yes, I agree. Yeah, that's arguable, yeah.
Okay, so now I have to redo my whole list. Kyrie at six.
Yeah.
Okay, so like seven, right? I'd have Harden, eight, D. Rose, nine, Kawhi, and 10, Paul George. Paul George is mad smooth.
I agree with that. Okay, so for my number one, I think I'm going to have to go with MJ. For number two, LeBron. Number three, I think Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
For number four, I think I'm going to have Tim Duncan up there.
At four?
Number five, Kareem.
Tim Duncan over
Kareem. Wait. No. After Kobe is Magic Johnson. Number five, I'm going to put Luka there.
Yep, I got you.
Number six, I'm going to put Kyrie.
Okay.
Yeah, judgeable.
That's understandable.
Yep.
Number seven, I'm going to put Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, I might have to go with the Greek Freak. I'm going to have to go with... Yes. Even though he's questionable, I think I'm still have to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine...
I might have to disagree with you, Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis, he should be higher.
Because me, personally, I feel like he should be at least six.
Top five.
So number nine, I think I'm going to have to put Paul George there.
Mm-hmm. Have to have Paul George.
And then number 10, I think I'm going to have to go with Rob Dillingham.
I love that list. Rob Dillingham, top 10 all time.
Even though he's a rookie and he is his first year, he's going to be one of the greatest players.
I think he's going to be a problem.
That's a promise. He's going to be one of the greatest players in the league.
Okay, guys. Hey, it's Damani. So, my top 10, personally, number one is going to be MJ. Okay. Number two is going to be Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is going to be Giannis for me. And then...
I strongly disagree.
With what?
Giannis over LeBron. LeBron should at least be number three or number two. MJ, I understand number one. But Giannis, three? I know.
So, then LeBron. And then for number five would be... I'm going to say Luka. And then Kyrie.
Okay.
And then...
Luka over Kyrie?
Luka is like probably one of the best players like right now.
He is one of the best point guards in the league right now.
Kyrie is a way better ball handler.
Wait, how old was Kyrie when he got into the NBA?
I think he came out of his freshman year, so maybe he was probably in like his 20s.
Picture this. Luka was 15 years old playing overseas. Yeah, so after Kyrie would be Anthony Edwards. And then I would personally say Jason Tatum. And after Jason would be, I think I would put Curry, personally.
What? I forgot about Curry.
I would put Curry. Then Curry, then Jokic. No, not Jokic. Shaq. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, thank
Shaq.
You. Thank you.
He was the most dominant player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. He was the most dominant player of all time.
Yeah. Shaq. After Shaq would be...
Yeah, that is 10.
That is 10.
Wafi, go. It's Wafi's turn.
All right. I'm Wafi in the spot top 10 list. At first, we definitely have MJ.
Okay.
Second, definitely Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Third, Shaquille O'Neal, definitely, because he's dominant. And mm-hmm. Kareem is definitely better than I'm sure Shaq. And fourth, Tim Duncan. Fifth is LeBron.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tim Duncan?
Yes, Tim Duncan. You have no idea. No, you have no idea how good
you chose Tim Duncan over LeBron.
Definitely.
Outrageous.
Hey.
Tim Duncan over LeBron. At fifth, Tim Duncan. Sixth, LeBron. Seventh, Kevin Garnett. Eighth, okay. Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth, Giannis.
You haven't put Kyrie. You haven't put Luka. You haven't put Curry.
Luka and Kyrie is definitely not top 10
right
now.
Did you say Kobe? Did he say Kobe?
Dwayne Wade is better than Luka and Kyrie.
Wait. Wafi, sorry. Did you say Kobe at all?
No.
You didn't say Kobe. You didn't say Kobe?
What's wrong? And after that,
who's 10?
Dwayne Wade.
Protein, you have your list?
Yeah, I have a list. All
right.
I bet. So top 10 will be MJ, then Kobe, then LeBron, then Curry, then Giannis, Kyrie, and Shaq, and Ja Morant, and Kevin
Wait, hold on. Durant. Ja Morant? And,
yeah.
Wait, whatever Ja Morant?
Ja Morant, top 10 all
time. Ja Morant's like a top 100 player.
Yeah.
He's like top 50.
Well, he's my favorite, so I have to include him there. All
right.
And Nikola Jokic.
Okay.
That's your list?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a really nice list. I think that's one of the best
lists. Yeah, that has to be
the best list.
No, you do not.
Yeah, what?
Wafi, you put Kareem over LeBron.
You didn't even include Kobe.
Kareem is better than LeBron.
But the thing is, Wafi, you even called Kobe. That's sad.
Okay,
that's
I forgot sad. About Kobe.
Wait, guys. Now
I forgot about Kobe. And Tim Duncan had way more rims than Kobe.
So yeah, that is our ratings. Hopefully you enjoyed us arguing over the mic and, you know, just saying all the stuff that we have to say and us yapping. And thank you for listening. This has been Turning Up the Heat with MS127. For the last time, my name is Jaden.
My name is Damani.
Jason.
Kotik.
Yeah, this is Wafi.
And this is Turning Up the Heat with 127, signing off now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Turning Up the Heat with MS127 Nights. So, my name is Yanni Castillo. I'm the host of this podcast.
I'm the co-host, Indo Gomez, and I'm here with
Fusani Shinogo.
And I'm Jamari Williams.
Today, we are going to be talking about who's the best point guard ever that was in the NBA history.
Okay, so who's your favorite point guard in the NBA?
My favorite point guard in the NBA all time is Stephen Curry, because he has won multiple awards and championships. He has been like one of the best players, and he's also been showing like a lot of support, and he's just the best. He's my king.
I think that it's Anthony Edwards, because even though his team is very mid, Stephen Curry, just like what you said, he's a one-man army. His team, he only has Draymond Green, and he had Jordan Poole, but like now we're in the presence, so like Stephen Curry isn't even that much of a big deal. But like I think Anthony Edwards might be on the way to winning the next championship, because Anthony Edwards, though, like people compare him to Michael Jordan, so like that should tell you a lot, like how he is and how big of a deal he is.
I think that Ray Allen is the best point guard of all time, because he had a better three-point percentage than Curry. And then even though he won less championships, he was the best player overall in point guard history.
My personal favorite has to be Jalen Brunson. You know, he plays for the Knicks. He's like my Chefy King. He's kind of like a one-man army, like Fusini said.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have that much help supporting him. He might have like some good plays with his teammates, but I think he's kind of doing a lot of this.
Okay, I agree with all you guys. And I also wanted to like add on to what I said about Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry is the GOAT. Because he can shoot threes, and he's also, like, he could shoot from anywhere. And he has won the three-point contest against Sabrina and everyone. So he is the best point guard. And he does have, like, an eye to look at everyone who's open.
But, like, even though he could shoot anywhere from the court, he could shoot, like, really good threes. He's by himself. So, like, if he's getting double teamed and then he passes to a person that's wide open, they're most likely to miss it and he's most likely to make it. But, like, he's getting double teamed, so he won't be able to really do anything. So he's just going to have to, like, push it on.
Stephen Curry is going to need, like, more work, especially with Anthony Davis leaving the team. It's going to be kind of hard for Steph Curry to, like, keep on doing his dream work.
I disagree with both of y'all because Stephen Curry, he can, like, just because his teammates, like, think about it this way. They're in the NBA for a reason. They won't pick anyone that's, like, not good at the shooting or doing anything to be in the NBA, in the league. Think about it.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, like, being good and, like, being, like, extremely good.
They don't need to be extremely good. They're good.
Well, in my opinion, after Klay Thompson left and then Jordan Poole getting traded to the Wizards, Stephen Curry is really by himself. He doesn't have the Splash Brothers to help him. And then Draymond Green is just getting ejected every game, so he has no help at this point.
He's alone, but, I mean, if your person is alone, that doesn't mean anything because they could still, like, be good and, like, not have, like, that much, like, help and support.
Oh, personally, if it's a woman on me, like Hussein, you said, you're just going to have to do everything. Teammates are kind of just like, wow, she don't really have that much help. So if you're trying to do a good play with some of your teammates, some maybe they'll miss a layup or just completely airball the three.
So he really needs some help here.
All right. Who's better, Steph Curry or Steph Curry?
Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry. All the threes. Better. Half court. Better.
If it wasn't for Stephen Curry, if Stephen Curry was, like, in the NBA, like, nobody would know Steph Curry, though.
All right. Do you guys think that Steph Curry and Steph Curry will make a good team?
They was on the team before, but they didn't win a championship together, so.
Steph Curry and Stephen Curry, like, I don't think that would be a, like, good team. Even though, like, LeBron and his son are about to be on the same team, I think that would be better than Steph Curry and Stephen Curry because, like, they're brothers and, like, they have, like, their skills are way beyond each other.
Personally, I think that they have, like, the chemistry advantage because since they're brothers, they kind of known each other their entire lives since the womb. So they really have, like, a lot of chemistry together and know each other and might know the plays that one another might run that their team won't.
Their father is also an NBA, used to be an NBA player, Del Curry. He used to be a great three-point shooter. So I see where both of them got it from. But them and the same team, I don't know how, like, positions will work because both of them are point guards.
All right. That's all for our show today. I'm the host, and my name is Tiani.
I'm the co-host. My name is Angel Gomez, and I'm with
Susanne Snuggle.
And my name is Jamari Williams.
Tune in next time, and thank you for listening to Turning Up the Heat.
Bye.
Adios, amigos.